Chapter 5, The Master Bot. "Everybody shrink now," Max ordered, "before the Master Bot spots us." "We can't." Anne looked down. "There's too much snow on the ground. We'd be up to our necks in it. And the driller is too far away for us to get into it in time."
"That's why you bring me along." Kat pulled a thermal hand warmer from her rucksack and dropped it on the ground. "I'm always prepared."
"Is there anything you don't have in that bag?" Tiger said admiringly, his voice growing high and tinny as he shrank. The hand warmer had already melted a circle in the snow. Now that it was the same size as the children, it gave off a lot of heat.
"I must get one of these for my bedroom," Tiger held out his hand. "It's always freezing in there."
"We aren't going to be safe for long," Max reminded them. "Once the blizzard reaches us, we'll turn into human icicles."
"What will we do?"
"I have a plan," Max tried to reassure them. "As soon as the edge of the storm hits us, we'll grow again and run uphill. If we're lucky, the snow will hide us from the Master Bot. If we're really lucky, we can move fast enough to stay just ahead of the blizzard. If we're really, really lucky, the wind will change and blow it in a different direction."
"Not really a plan then, is it?" Kat said scornfully. "It's just running and hoping that we get lucky."
"Isn't that what we always do?" Tiger grinned. "Hey, listen." Ant put a finger on his lips. "The wind has stopped howling."
"And my watch isn't flashing anymore," Tiger added. "The Master Bot has gone."
"Then I guess it's safe to grow." The children turned the dials on their watches clockwise. Then they pushed the X and returned to normal size. Below them, the Highland Glen was a white carpet glistening in the weak spring sunlight. There was no sign of any blizzard.
"I guess we got lucky after all," Max beamed.
"I don't know about that." Kat swept her arm across the deserted valley. "The driller has disappeared too."